So today is the last verse of Shikshashtakam. You can, you know by heart the verse? Yeah. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adashanam marmahatam karutova yata tatava vidatulam pato mat pranas natastu saivana paraha. Let Krishna tightly embrace this servant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him do that, or let him break my heart by not being visible to me. After all, he can do whatever he likes, but he's still no more than my worshipable Lord of my heart. So that's a beautiful verse that show quite contradictory emotions. In one sense, and especially when we follow the line of the previous verse, it's become like intense longing, eagerness to meet the Lord. And here, Lord Chaitanya is saying, like, you can do whatever you like. You can embrace me, or you can break my heart by not being present. But whatever happened, I will just keep on serving you. And I remember some years ago, I was doing a Kartik Vrata in India. I was chanting a lot of japa during the day. And Gumash was in Jagannath Puri. I was in Vrindavan. And I was going quite through difficult time in my chanting. And one evening, my mobile rang, and Gumash was on the phone. So he asked me, so how is your chanting? And I say, yeah, it could be better. And then he say, yeah, I know it. That's the reason why I'm calling you. And then he said, I give you now one advice. Forget all techniques. Forget everything you have learned about chanting the holy name. Just think of how you can surrender to the name. In which way you can surrender to the name. And I found, for me, what came to my mind is to come to this point that Krishna will take care of everything. I can totally give myself to the name. I don't need to think or having anxiety. How should I do my life? What should I do at that time or at that time? I can totally just surrender totally to the name. Just give myself fully, and having this faith, Krishna will organize everything that need to be done. Often, while we chant, our mind is engaged in some types of worry, or sometimes of how will I do this, or how will I do that. And I felt very much surrendering to the name, like giving up all those, and letting Krishna decide how things should go. Also, it's very much connected of becoming a receiver instead of an achiever. Often we have this mood of trying to achieve everything, but at that time, okay, you do like you want. I'm ready to receive. I'm here to receive the name, but if you reveal or not, it's you who decide. It's also very, very important, if we want Krishna to reveal, to leave him a place, to leave him a room to appear. As long as we are full of our own mental things or desire to control things in some way or other, Krishna just do not get any entrance into our mind. So when we come to that point of faith, of letting go, then Krishna can come. We leave a space for Krishna to appear. And there is, again, a very nice, I will say, visualization we can do, and that visualization of coming front of the temple, and the doors are closed, and we are there now chanting and just waiting for the doors to open. And I had this experience, I think 2 years ago. We were in Varshana. It was full moon, it was the beginning of Kartik, and I took a group of devotees to make parikrama of Varshana. We wanted to end up in the temple for darshan. So I asked the local, when is the darshan? They said 8 o'clock. So we did all the parikram and arrived 15 minutes to 8 in the temple, and all the doors were completely closed, like not just a curtain, but really like everything very closed. And everywhere on the floor were flowers, and like a festival had taken place. It was very beautiful, but the doors were closed. And we felt, oh, so pity, after such beautiful parikram, the temple is closed. But then we thought, okay, let's at least chant a little japa here. So we started to chant, and then one, two, three person came and started to wait front of the those closed door. Suddenly the pujari came, opened the door, opened the curtain, and offered the last arati at 8 o'clock. And it was just, we had given up all hopes that we will have the darshan, but we were just chanting there, thinking, oh, so pity we could not see the Lord. And then the temple opened, and usually in Braj they have those gongs, and they bang very loud. But because it was the night arati, they were banging very soft. And there was like maybe 6-7 person, and they were singing with beautiful voice. It was really like entering into the spiritual dimension. So that's a little bit this meditation, this first meditation of being, giving up all attempt, just hearing the name and just hoping for the Lord to appear, waiting in front of the temple and hoping the door will open. I don't know, maybe we might need to sit a little lower. I don't know, maybe they need to prepare